very, very welcome. If you don't know who I am, then I'm Ali Taylor, and I'm the minister of the church here, and it is a real pleasure to lead this service this evening. Just a couple of practical things to begin with. We haven't planned a fire drill, so if you do hear a bell being rung, please leave the building via the nearest fire exits, which there's one at the back and there's two either side. Although, having said that, we're not planning a fire at all. We will be having lit candles in our final carol, so do just be careful when those are being lit. When that actually happens at the end, towards the end of the service, someone will come to the end of each of those up the middle and light the candle of the person on the end. If you could then light the person's candle next to you and so on to the end of the row, that would be really helpful. If you need the toilet, they're through the double doors at the back. And if we could just ask if you could turn any phones to silent, that would be great. Thank you. As we go through this service, please be led by the instructions on the screen. There will be encouragements to stand or sit for the various parts of the service, but please do feel free to do what you feel most comfortable. This evening it's a joy to gather and to celebrate the Christmas season, and we'll start by lighting our Advent candles. Tonight we light four, leaving the final candle for Christmas Day. The one unlit candle remains as a reminder that we are still waiting. We're now going to share in some words together, and I'll read the words in white and invite you to join with me and read the words in yellow as they appear on the screen. As we light our Advent candle, light of the world, shine on us. As we prepare for Christmas time, light of the world, shine on us. In this world of pain and darkness, light of the world, shine through us. To all the people who don't know you, light of the world, shine through us. Jesus, you are coming again. Light of the world, light the way. In our service here today, light of the world, light the way. Let's pray and offer this time and space into God's hands. Dear God, we thank you for this opportunity to gather this evening, to remember your divine and perfect love made visible at Christmas in the coming of your son as a tiny baby. But the day of Christmas is not quite yet here. So though we wait for the light to come this Christmas, we still know that it has already come into the world, shining as brightly now as it did then. So we wait, with these candles as symbols of your light shining in the darkness. And we offer you this time and ask that through the presence of your Holy Spirit here with us now, we would know you with us as we worship. Amen. Let's sing our first carol, one with wonderfully familiar words that invite us to come and worship together. O come, all ye faithful.
Oh, All I see is the mess that surrounds me. All I hear is noise and clamour. All I feel is the pressure upon me. Demands and deadlines compete for my time. Together they threaten to engulf me, to steal away peace and trouble my dreams. I try to hide it but cannot fight it, the despair that's rising and growing in me. Is this all there is? Can't we hope for more? Still yourself long enough. Look and you'll see clues of a deeper truth, reality. It's in the embrace of your faithful friend. It's in the laughter of the innocent. It's in the tears of solidarity. It's in the starlit skies and autumn colours. These signposts that invite you to wonder. Wonder at love and joy and at beauty. Where do they come from and what do they mean? Could they be chance with no rhyme or reason? Or are they signs of purpose and meaning in the midst of the fog of confusion? Come and explore for a moment the true story of love beyond measure, the reason for hope, for life and wonder.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He only came as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all those who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children not born of natural descent or of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word made flesh and made his dwelling among them. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
In the beginning was
hope, light, a pinprick, dazzling bright, piercing the darkness. Because of the beginning, you were right here with me. You saw every moment. You saw and stepped in when I was flailing and failing.
To us, a child is born.
To me, even me, when I'm confused and confounded.
To us, a son is given.
To me, even me, when I've lost my way and fear for the future.
The government will be on his shoulders.
You bear the weight that I cannot carry. When I need advice, when I pour out my heart.
He will be called Wonderful Counselor.
When surrounded by what seems to be impossible.
He will be called Mighty God.
For I remember you're far stronger than me, when I need to be held.
He will be called Everlasting Father.
When I need to be quieted.
He will be called Prince of Peace.
Because of you, I can be still. Your light shines bright and hope dawns in my heart.
Thank you. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that the census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them.
This child. I've held a newborn child, utterly vulnerable, dependent on me. I've known that feeling of awe and wonder as the heart beat 19 to the dozen in that tiny chest. I felt the grip of those minute fingers, surprised by the strength within. I've looked into these eyes with tears in my own and felt the love surging through my being. This life I held was a miracle. How much more the one who was born that night? The one wrapped in cloths and placed in a manger, just like any other child, yet unlike anyone who has ever lived. This child, whose tiny fingers gripped his mother's, was the one who has the world in his hands. This child, whose heartbeat in that tiny chest, was the one who gives life to everyone. This tiny child was bigger than the universe.
Oh, And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see the thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told about them about this child, and all who heard were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Born to save. This tiny child was born to save. That's what the angel said. That's what they sang as their praises lit the midnight sky. Born to save, not just the sorted, the good, the great, the worthy, but born to save ordinary people. Born to save me with my mess and my muddle, my doubts, insecurities, flailing and failings. No wonder the shepherds ran to see if it was real. Or was it fake news? Too good to be true. They ran with hope and returned with joy. It was true. This tiny child was born for me and for you.
Thank you.
come and see. Come and see what love has done. Come and see your worth to him. Come and see and wonder. Wonder at the one who saw our brokenness, our mess, and stepped in. Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. Wonder at his name. He wove together a beautiful tapestry from the broken threads of our humanity. He brought hope, healing, redemption. This redeeming work goes on. It began that night of wonder. As I gaze upon the scene of infinite love in infinitesimal form, I am filled with wonder.
So this evening we've heard the age-old Christmas story retold once again. And we have thought and wondered. Wondered about God sending his son as a tiny baby. The thing is, though, that for many, Christmas is more about excess. Too much food, too many drinks, an overabundance of gifts, too much TV. And somehow in the business and all that extravagance and all the trimmings and trappings of Christmas, we can lose the wonder of the season. My hope is that as we've paused this evening to marvel at this incredible gift that God gave to the world some 2,000 years ago, something of the words of the reflections we've heard and the carols that we've sung will have wakened something of a sense of wonder in us. You see, God had a wonderful plan. In Luke 2, verses 10 to 11, the angel declares to the shepherds, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord." Think about it. God's plan to redeem the world came in the most unexpected, wondrous way. A baby born and laid in a humble manger. See, the King of Kings didn't come with a royal fanfare, but in quiet humility. And that reminds us that God's ways are so different to our ways, and that he works in ways that sometimes we don't fully understand. You see, God's plan was to come and be with us, his creation. We heard the reading from John 1 that told us the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. The creator of the universe stepped into his creation to live among us. That's the heart of Christmas. God becoming man, bridging the gap between heaven and earth. It's a wonder that this amazing infinite God chose to enter our broken world out of love for us. But his plan didn't end at the manger. Christmas isn't just about the birth of Jesus. It's about what that birth means. You see, Jesus came to offer us grace, a gift we could never earn. Ephesians 2 says, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is a gift of God." So at Christmas we're reminded that salvation is not something we achieve, it's something we receive. It's a gift freely given by a loving God. And the wonder of God's plan invites us to worship. Just as the shepherds and the wise men and the angels worship Jesus, we are called to do the same. So in these final few busy days before Christmas arrives, and perhaps even on the day itself, let's make time to reflect, to be still, to make space to reflect on the wonder of this very special season. Don't let it get lost in all the wrapping paper and the tinsel and the lights and the turkey. We began this evening with a question. I wonder, how are the plans for Christmas coming together? Whatever our plans are, whether we're gathering with loved ones or experiencing a quieter sort of day, wherever you are in the preparations and the planning, whether you've got a list as long as your arm or you're feeling really pleased because you've got everything ticked off, let's be clear that the wonder of Christmas isn't found in the lights or the food or the presents or even the gathering of friends and family. Though we can find beauty and joy and love in all those things, the true wonder of Christmas is found in the story of God's love for humanity, revealed through Jesus. And it's the story of Jesus' birth that invites us to pause amid all the busyness and marvel at the humility and grace of a Saviour who came to redeem us, offering us the gift of salvation that we can't get by our own efforts, but only comes to us because of his love. So as we continue with our Christmas celebrations, amid any and all of the busyness that these next few days might bring, my prayer is that each one of us will carry with us something of the wonder that Christmas brings in the gift of God's presence with us. Amen.
So let's pray. And as we begin our prayer, we take a moment to pause, to breathe, to wonder again that here we are in the presence of the one who knows us and who made us and who loves us, and to put down for a moment the responsibilities and the seasonal to-do lists and just be. Loving God, source of our hope, we bring to you our hopes for this coming Christmas season, that there might be enough of everything that we need, enough time, enough food, enough sleep, enough patience. Jesus, born to save, we pray for our world in need of your salvation, not just at this time of Christmas, but throughout the coming year. For rulers and leaders of government, infuse them with a desire to lead with justice and integrity. Give them wisdom and skill to find solutions to complex problems. Raise up leaders with a desire to serve their people and diminish the influence of those who wish to serve only themselves. We pray for our own government. We pray that it would be a force for both good, nationally and internationally, and would be effective in playing its part to bring relief to those suffering throughout the world. We pray for negotiators and peace brokers in the war-torn areas of the globe. Give them safety, resilience, perseverance, and wisdom. May their voices be heard and attended to. Grant them success as they work for long-lasting peace. For those worshipping you in secret, in places in the world where Christianity is outlawed, keep them safe from discovery. Give them encouragement in their isolation. And give them courage when following you comes at a cost. For those living in poverty, wherever that might be in the world, come to their aid. Bless the earth in this coming year with fertile and abundant harvests. Bless the work of debt relief organisations and homeless charities. We think especially of the work of our Christmas charity, Compassion, and of Birmingham City Mission, as they both work alongside churches to provide hope and a lifeline for families living in extreme poverty, whether locally or throughout the world. God, who sees us, look with loving kindness upon our friends, our family members, our neighbours and colleagues, as we remember them before you now. In your mercy, bless them with health. Bless their working. Bless their learning. Bless their choices. Bless their friendships and guard them from loneliness. And bless them with eyes to see the God who sees them. So teach each one of us to see you more clearly. May we encounter you afresh in this season as we recall the story of Christmas. And in the coming year, help us to notice your hand at work in our lives and to welcome the one who is Emmanuel, God with us. Amen.
long for God to intervene, to rule with power and might, to give them what they dreamed. What a big surprise, the Saviour was a child. The Christmas story goes to show thank you.
Light looked down and saw the darkness. "I will go there," said Light. Peace looked down and saw war. "I will go there," said Peace. Love looked down and saw hatred. "I will go there," said Love. So he, the Lord of Light, the Prince of Peace, the King of Love, came down and crept in beside us. So may we each know the light, peace, and love of Christ and hold a sense of holy wonder this Christmas. Amen. So we'll be serving refreshments in the hall opposite in a moment or two. Please do stay and grab a cuppa and a mince pie. There are plenty. I've seen the making thereof this week, so there are plenty. Please don't go home without eating them. I don't eat mince pies. Andy doesn't want to eat them all, even though he likes them. We look forward to welcoming you again for our next Christmas services. We have Christmas Eve, Midnight Communion at 11:30. That's Tuesday. And Christmas Day, our service will be at 10 a.m., And all that remains for me to say is to thank you all so much for coming this evening, and we wish you all a very happy Christmas.